This episode is brought to you in part by Split Software. Split is the feature delivery platform you need to help you exceed modern expectations in continuous and progressive delivery. As they once said, if you're not first, you're last. Similarly, if you're not delivering, you're falling behind. A software release shouldn't be stressful, and yet they tend to happen late at night after many days of stress. Imagine if it were otherwise. No mishaps, headaches, or hair loss. Split is the feature data platform software engineers need to release features quickly and safely. You and up to 10 of your colleagues can create your first feature flags at split.io/AWS Morning Brief. That's split.io/AWS Morning Brief. In case you haven't heard, there's a vacancy in AWS's C-suite. Rachel Thornton, AWS's chief marketing officer, has left. What should customers and onlookers expect from the cloud service's next chief marketing officer? It won't shock you that I have some thoughts about this. A lot of thoughts. So many really, really good thoughts that I've decided to submit a very public, unsolicited letter to AWS's executive leadership team. In fact, I have it right here with me. Allow me to read it to you. Dear Matt Garman, it pleases me to submit my candidacy as the next Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer for Amazon Web Services. The expression of a role like this always comes down to the unique perspective of the person in the job, so permit me to expound on why I believe I'd be the best Think Big candidate for this role. First, a role like this requires having walked a mile in the customer's shoes, and I am a longstanding AWS customer myself. I've seen firsthand what aspects of AWS's marketing resonate, which fail to gain traction, and which subject the company to mockery and derision. You couldn't ask for more customer obsession when the person marketing AWS services to customers actually is a customer themselves. Second, marketing necessitates telling stories about what the customer's experience would be if they use your product or service. I'm a consummate storyteller, as evidenced by the truly ridiculous number of posts I've been able to write about AWS over the past 6 years. Third, as a business unit with an $80 billion run rate, AWS is clearly focused on how it'll drive the next $80 billion. While it's true that the AWS bill never gets smaller on its own, AWS obviously wants to accelerate adoption by new customers. Fortunately, this resonates with me as I lack any semblance of patience whatsoever. Throughout my time with Last Week in AWS and the Duckbill Group, I've been a big believer in biasing for action. To that end, I've taken the liberty of showing how I envision the VP/CMO role unfolding in my first 30, 60, and 90 days in the chair. This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Sysdig. Sysdig secures your cloud from source to run. They believe, as do I, that DevOps and security are inextricably linked. If you want to learn more about how they view this, check out their blog. It's definitely worth the read. To learn more about how they are absolutely getting it right from where I sit, visit sysdig.com and tell them that I sent you. That's sysdig.com. And my thanks to them for their continued support of this ridiculous nonsense. In my first 30 days, I'll obviously begin by going through the usual AWS onboarding that applies to all new hires. As soon as is practical, I'll emerge from that process to set two small things in motion. The first thing I'll do at the start of my tenure is take ownership by meeting with key stakeholders to determine the longer-term vision around AWS's marketing strategy and map it to current marketing efforts. As the parable of Chesterton's fence teaches us, only a fool removes something without understanding why it's there in the first place. I'm many things, but I flatter myself by assuming that I'm very rarely as foolish as I may come across. Second, just to see what the waters look like around a common AWS practice, by which I mean giving things unfortunate or confusing names, I'll find the nearest conference room to my office and rename it. Who objects? What obstacles arise along the way? and exactly how much can I get away with? Call this an experiment and learn and be curious. This brings us to my first 60 days. AWS is a data-driven business, so by the end of my second month at AWS, I'll have consumed and synthesized the graphs, charts, and long-form written narratives that are littered around the company. After processing my initial reactions, oh, so that's why it is the way that it is. Wait, did they seriously think that this would work? Oh my God, if this actually had worked, it would have ended up in front of a congressional committee. I'll presumably have gotten enough context to understand not merely the what, but also the why of AWS's offerings. Early indications from analyst conversations with Gartner and other shops will start to show a rising sense among customers that service naming at AWS is no longer the disaster that it's historically been. While the new names are certainly not terrific, they're at least amusing to a given service's target audience, the analysts will find. And in a crowning achievement for my second month, AWS InfiniDash will at long last launch to worldwide fanfare and renown. Finally, in my first 90 days, I'll be ready to really shine. By then, I'll have renamed all the buildings that constitute Amazon's Seattle campus, reInvent. Remote work will increase dramatically due to the fact that nobody can find their offices anymore. The email system will sag as it interprets every subject line as a reply to a message that doesn't exist. Andy Jassy will awaken one morning to discover that his middle name is now Corey. A Quinnipiac poll will show Jassy's popularity surging wildly among every demographic, and he'll begin to consider a run for office. As you can see, the face of AWS will change dramatically when I take the helm as vice president and CMO. I know that I'll deliver results like these. After all, I'm right. A lot. I thank you for taking the time to read this very public letter and look forward to hearing back from your team regarding next steps. Snuggles and rainbows, Corey Quinn. P.S. Please consider the environment before having this letter tattooed upon your torso.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.